Harry had only just managed to get the last of them down before the door creaked open, and Luna Lovegood entered, looking dreamy as always. "Hello," she said vaguely, looking around at what remained of the decorations. "These are nice. Did you put them up?" "No," said Harry. "It was Dobby, the house elf."
"Mistletoe,"
said Luna dreamily, pointing at a large clump of white berries placed almost over Harry's head. He jumped out from under it.
"Good thinking," said Luna very seriously. "It's often infested with nargles."
Harry was saved the necessity of asking what nargles were by the arrival of Angelina, Katie, and Alicia. All three of them were breathless and looked very cold.
"Well," said Angelina dully, pulling off her cloak and throwing it into a corner, "we've replaced you."
"Replaced me?" said Harry blankly.
"You and Fred and George," she said impatiently. "We've got another seeker."
"Who?" said Harry quickly.
"Ginny Weasley," said Katie.
Harry gaped at her.
"Yeah, I know,"
said Angelina, pulling out her wand and flexing her arm.
"But she's pretty good, actually.
Nothing on you, of course," she said, throwing him a very dirty look.
"But as we can't have you..."
Harry bit back the retort he was longing to utter. Did she imagine for a second that he did not regret his expulsion from the team 100 times more than she did? "And what about the beaters?" he asked, trying to keep his voice even.
"Andrew Kirk," said Alicia without enthusiasm, "and Jack Sloper. Neither of them are brilliant, but compared with the rest of the idiots who turned up..."
The arrival of Ron, Hermione, and Neville brought this depressing discussion to an end, and within 5 minutes the room was full enough to prevent him seeing Angelina's burning, reproachful looks.
"Okay," he said, calling them all to order. "I thought this evening we should just go over the things we've done so far, because it's the last meeting before the holidays, and there's no point starting anything new right before a 3-week break."
"We're not doing anything new,"
said Zacharias Smith in a disgruntled whisper loud enough to carry through the room.
"If I'd known that, I wouldn't have come."
"We're all really sorry Harry didn't tell you then," said Fred loudly.
Several people sniggered. Harry saw Cho laughing and felt the familiar swooping sensation in his stomach as though he had missed a step going downstairs.
"We can practice in pairs," said Harry. "We'll start with the impediment jinx for just 10 minutes, then we can get out the cushions and try stunning again."
They all divided up obediently. Harry partnered Neville as usual. The room was soon full of intermittent cries of "Impedimenta!" People froze for a minute or so, during which their partners would stare aimlessly around the room, watching other pairs at work, then would unfreeze and take their turn at the jinx. Neville had improved beyond all recognition. After a while, when Harry had unfrozen 3 times in a row, he had Neville join Ron and Hermione again, so that he could walk around the room and watch the others. When he passed Cho, she beamed at him. He resisted the temptation to walk past her several more times.